This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Hayyakumullah. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language, another majlis of us learning about our deen, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, as is usual, what's the importance of learning the Arabic language? Sumayya, Salma, Fatima, Ilyas, they ask. I have all of these translations available. I have transliterations available. Why should I? What's the benefit of me learning هذا كتاب and ذلك الكتاب and all of these Arabic terms? Why? We say subhanAllah. Number one. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every single Muslim. And so if you are on this path, بإذن الله تعالى, you are on the path of the Anbiya. You are on the path of the Awliya. You are on the path of those who are seeking paradise بإذن الله تعالى. من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. Whoever seeks a path of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his path to paradise easy for him. So that's number one. It is ibadah. It is an obligation upon us to seek knowledge. Number two, the fact that subhanallah, when you understand Arabic, when you know Arabic, the spirituality, the humility in your salah, in your understanding of the deen, increases multifold. When you understand what إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, when you understand what that means, subhanAllah, you do not seek assistance, you do not seek help, you do not go to this one and that one and this ism and that schism. You know that you only seek assistance and help and you only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdu lillahi, all types of praise, all types of hamd, every type of praise that you can think of belongs to who? Belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdu lillahi belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah. Number three, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, is that the Arabic language is the language of Al-Islam. You travel, you are in Turkey, you are in Bosnia, you are in America, you are in Malawi, subhanAllah. The language that bonds every single one of the Muslims is the Arabic language. Unfortunately, many a times, we find that, mashallah, the brother is driving the fanciest of Mercedes-Benz. He went to the fanciest of schools. He might even be a hafiz of the noble Quran, subhanallah. But understanding the Arabic language, he's very far from that, unfortunately, Allah musta'an. Whereas, you find poor communities in Nigeria, in Mozambique, that from the time the kid is little, he learns the Arabic language and he understands it, walhamdulillah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, that's why we are here. That's why we are going through the series, the Medina Arabic series, walhamdulillah, currently in volume 2. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will begin lesson number 17, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, but before that, a little bit of revision, inshallah. In our last majlis, we learned, for example, that names, masculine male names, masculine names on the scale of fu'lu, on the scale of fu'alu, on the scale of fu'alu, they are diptotes. So, for example, the name Zufaru, the name Umaru, the name Zuhalu, they are all diptotes. We also learned about colors. Previously, we learnt about the masculine version of those colors, abyadun, rather abyadu. We do not say abyadun. We do not say abyadun. We do not say abyadun. Why? Because these colors, they are diptotes. What does a diptote mean? They are allergic to double fatha, double dhamma, and double kasra. And so, abyadu, aswadu, azraqu, jayid, akhdaru, green, azraqu, blue, abyadu, white, aswadu, black. Now, what's the feminine option with regards to these? I'm describing something which is feminine, jayid. So, the feminine option is baydau, white. As-sayyaratu al-baydau, the white car. Sawda'u, black. Jayid. Lihyatu, sawda'u, black beard. Hamra'u, red. Walhamdulillah. Jayid. MashaAllah. We also learned that dhu means to possess, and dha is the mansub version of that. So we say dhu, we say dha, and we will also learn about dhi, insha'Allah. What do they all mean? They all mean to possess. Allahu dhul jalali wal ikram. Sulaiman dhu malin. Sulaiman possesses money. Ilyas, dhu ilmin. He possesses knowledge. Walhamdulillah. We learnt about the relative ma mawsula. Ashrabu ma tashrabu. I drink what you drink. Akulu ma ta'kulu. I eat what you are eating. Previously, we learnt about the ma al-istifhamiyya, asking the question, masmuka. Masmuka, what's your name? Ma ismuka, what's your name? So the ma here is asking the question. Masmuka. We also learnt about the negative ma. Ma fahimtu, I did not understand. Ma jalastu, I did not sit. Ma katabtu, I did not write. Walhamdulillah. We learnt in that lesson number 16, uridu, I want. Huwa yuridu, he wants. Anta turidu, you want. Nahnu nuridu, we want. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah, tabarakallah. We also learned about the difference between the name Umar and Amr. Amr, the name Amr, Ayn, Mim, Ra, and we add in a waw at the end to show that this name is pronounced as Amr, whereas Umar does not have that waw at the end. Akharu, meaning another. Ukhra, meaning another, but feminine. Walhamdulillah. Ghayr, ghayr means ghayru muslimin, not a Muslim. Ghayru balighin, is not mature. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, no doubt, book 2 is not as easy as book 1, but it's super interesting, walhamdulillah. And man ijtahada wajada, whoever exerts himself, he will find and he will get the results, walhamdulillah. So ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, let us put on our thinking caps, let us pull up our socks, and let us learn. Bismillah. Say bismillah, and let's move on, walhamdulillah. الدرس السابع عشر, lesson number 17. What will we learn in lesson number 17? We will learn about the usage of an, and then we have the fi'il mudari'. Uridu an adhaba. Uridu an adhaba. So when we have this an, our fi'il mudari' after that, our present tense verb after that will be mansub, will take a fatha. And so we will see a few examples of words in this lesson that the verb or the word after them takes a fatha. So they are adawat at-tansib. They are these types of words which make the next one take a fatha or be in the mansub form. It's better to say the mansub form than saying taking a fatha. That's adaq, that is better and much more technical. Walhamdulillah. Uridu an adhaba, I want to go. Uridu an ajlisa, I want to sit. Uridu an aktuba, I want to write. Previous lesson, we learnt about uridu, I want. Now here we're making a proper sentence. Uridu an adhaba, I want to go. Uridu an ajlisa, I want to sit. Uridu an adrusa, I want to learn. Walhamdulillah. We will also learn about the lamb of ta'lil, the lamb of reason, lamb at-ta'lil, the reason. جيد. أدرس اللغة العربية. I am studying the Arabic language. Why, brother? Give us the reason. لأفهم القرآن الكريم. لأفهم, the lamb of reason. لأفهم, and so لأفهم, the meme taking a fatha. أفهم is منصوب because of the lamb of تعليل, because of the lamb of reason. أدرس اللغة العربية لأفهم القرآن الكريم. Excellent. So two of them we've learned now, that they make the word after them take a fatha, meaning mansub. How? Uridu an adhaba. That's number one. An adhaba. Number two. Adrusu al-lughata al-arabiyyata, lamb of reason. Li-afhama, to understand. Li-afhama al-Qur'an al-Kareem. Excellent. We'll also learn about yumkinu. Yumkin means it is possible. Yumkin, possible. Mundhu, since. Ana talibun. منذ such and such. I'm a student since such and such. جيد. أنا هنا منذ أسبوع. I'm here since a week. Since 1 week. ممتاز. And منذ أسبوع. So منذ is a preposition. And after it will be the... after it will be مضاف إلي. Will be مضاف إلي. دخل محمد... جيد. We learnt this previously. دخل محمد. محمد entered. Whereas فاطمة. دخلت فاطمة. دخلت فاطمة. دخلت فاطمة. Excellent. Also, let's say for example, we are talking about something which is feminine, like here, فاطمة, human being, feminine. جيد. Or for example, we are talking about... if we are talking about an animal, جيد, then we use the feminine verb quite apparently and quite clearly, inshallah. جيد. But if the item that we are talking about, if the fa'il, the doer, if the fa'il, جيد, is not a human being, not a female human being, not a feminine human being, and it's not an animal, then our verb can be masculine or feminine. And with the example, it would become clear, inshallah. Right? So we can say, usually we would say, خرجت السيارة, خرجت السيارة, خرجت السيارة, خرجت السيارة. سيارة is not a female human being, and it's not an animal. So we could even say, خرج السيارة. We can use خرج السيارة, and we can also say, خرجت السيارة. والحمد لله. This is a new rule, and it's important to note, inshallah. That's why, for example, we previously have said, بقي ثلاث دقائق. There remains 3 minutes. We can also say, بقيت ثلاث دقائق. بقيت ثلاث دقائق. As long as our doer, the fa'il, as long as it's not a female human being or it's not an animal, if it's, you know, some sort of item, if it's an object, then you can use the masculine or the feminine or the feminine verb. Walhamdulillah. So, خرج السيارة, خرجت السيارة. But when it comes to Aisha and Fatima, we say دخلت فاطمة, خرجت Aisha, etc. Walhamdulillah. The word arju, arju means I request. Arju, I request such and such. Samaha, samaha means to permit. Samaha, yasmahu, la asmahu, I do not permit. La asmahu, I do not permit. Excellent, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, let us begin. Ad-darsu sabi'a ashara. Al-mudarrisu. لِمَا خَرَجْتَ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ يَا عَمَّارُ. Who we speaking to? We speaking to Ammar. Any famous Ammar we learned about in history? Yes, from the, amongst the early Muslims. From amongst the early Muslims. Jayid, Ammar, Ammar ibn Yasir. Excellent. And he was martyred in the battle of Siffin. In the battle of Siffin. Allah musta'an. لِمَا خَرَجْتَ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ يَا عَمَّارُ. The teacher asks, why did you leave from the classroom, O Ammar? Ammar says, خَرَجْتُ, خَرَجْتُ, I exited, I left, لِأَشْرَبَ, the lamb of reason, and so it makes the verb after it take a fatha, لِأَشْرَبَ, لِأَشْرَبَ, لِأَشْرَبَ الْمَاءَ, to drink water, خَرَجْتُ لِأَشْرَبَ الْمَاءَ, خَرَجْتُ لِأَشْرَبَ الْمَاءَ, خَرَجْتُ لِأَشْرَبَ. Why أَشْرَبَ? Because of the lamb of reason. Why مَاءَ? Because it's the object. What did he leave to do? He left to drink what? He left to drink water. خَرَجْتُ لِأَشْرَبَ الْمَاءَ. I left to drink water. وَلِمَا خَرَجَ يَاسِرٌ مَعَكَ. Oh, Yasir also left with him. So the teacher asks, وَلِمَا خَرَجَ يَاسِرٌ مَعَكَ. And why did leave Yasir with you? And why did Yasir also leave with you? هُوَ خَرَجَ لِيَغْسِلَ وَجْهَهُ. هو خرج ليغسل وجهه. He left to wash his face. Lamb of reason. ليغسل وجهه. To wash his face. Excellent. Humayun. So the guy's name is Humayun. يا أستاذ. أنا أريد أن أجلس. أنا أريد أن أجلس. We learned that rule. أن أجلس. أن أجلس. أن أجلس. I want to sit هنا أمامك. I want to sit here in front of you. مقعدي بعيد. مقعدي بعيد. My seat. بعيد عنك. Is far from you. My seat is far away from you. مقعد. The place where you are sitting. مقعدي. My seat. بعيد عنك. Is far عنك. From you. ومن هناك. And from over there. لا أرى. I do not see. From over there. The back. I don't see. ما كتبت. ما كتبت. What you wrote. ما كتبت. What you wrote. على السبورة. ما كتبت. على السبورة. And from over there, I do not see what you've written on the board. مدرس says, يمكنك. يمكنك. It is possible. يمكنك أن تجلس هنا الآن. It's possible for you to sit here now. هذا مقعد حمزة. This is the seat of حمزة. مقعد حمزة. Why حمزة? Because حمزة is a diptote, so it's allergic to a kasra, so it will take a fatha instead. And it is مضاف إليه. وهو غائب. He is غائب. What's غائب? علم الغيب. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. Those who believe in the غيب. Suleiman is absent, and so we say he is غائب. Excellent. هو غائب. He's absent. منذ أسبوع. Since a week. الله مستعان. اسمعوا يا أبنائي. اسمعوا. سمع means he is listening. He heard. اسمعوا, ordering them to listen. Listen يا أبنائي, O my sons. تبدأ begins. بدأ يبدأ. تبدأ العطلة. عطلة is feminine, so we say تبدأ. تبدأ ال, تبدأ عطلة الصيف. عطلة الصيف. Summer holiday. تبدأ عطلة الصيف. Begin summer holiday. بعد شهر. After a month. تبدأ عطلة الصيف بعد شهر. أين يذهبون في أين تذهبون في هذه العطلة؟ Where are you people going during this holiday? أين تذهبون؟ أين تذهبون؟ Where are you people going في هذه العطلة, in this holiday? بعض الطلاب, some of the students, نريد أن نذهب إلى بلادنا. We want to go to our countries. المدرس, أين تريد أن تذهب أنت يا هاشم؟ Where do you want to go, يا هاشم؟ يا هاشم. أين تريد أن تذهب أنت يا هاشم؟ Where do you want to go, O Hashim? أريد أن أذهب إلى مصر. I want to go to Egypt. مصر is a dip tote. So, إلى مصر. Then we find that the teacher says, لما تريد أن تذهب إلى مصر؟ Why do you want to go to Egypt? He says, أريد أن أذهب إلى مصر لأزور أخي. I want to go to Egypt to visit my brother. لأزور, لأزور, the lamb of reason. لأزور أخي, to visit my brother. الذي يدرس, who is studying, في جامعة الأزهر, in the University of Al-Azhar, mashallah. Then the teacher says, وَأَيْنَ تُرِيدُ أَن تَذْهَبَ أَنْتَ يَا يُوسُفُ. Where do you want to go, Yusuf? أُرِيدُ أَن أَذْهَبَ إِلَى لَنْدَنَ. MashaAllah, he wants to go to? He wants to go to Landana. Landana is also a diptote. مَمْنُوعٌ مِّنَ الصَّرْفِ, allergic to a kasra. So we give it a fatha instead. الْمُدَرِّسُ. أَلَا تُرِيدُ, negative type of question. أَلَا تُرِيدُ أَن تَذْهَبَ إِلَى بَلَدِكَ. أَلَا تُرِيدُ أَن تَذْهَبَ إِلَى بَلَدِكَ. Do you not want to go to your country? نَعَمْ لَا أُرِيدُ. See, he doesn't want to go. Negative type of question. And if he's, you know, in agreement that he does not want to go, then you answer as نعم. نعم. لا أريد أن أذهب إلى بلدي هذه السنة. I do not want to go to my country هذه السنة. I do not want to go to my country this year. أريد أن أذهب إلى لندن. I want to go to London. لأدرس. لأدرس, the lamb of reason. لأدرس اللغة الإنجليزية هناك, to go and study, to go and learn the English language over there. المدرس. ألا يمكنك, is it not possible? ألا يمكنك, ألا يمكنك, it's an important phrase. ألا يمكنك, is it not possible for you? أن تدرس, to study, what? اللغة الإنجليزية هناك. ألا يمكنك أن تدرس اللغة الإنجليزية في بلدك? Is it not possible for you to learn the English language in your country? نعم, لا يمكنني ذلك. It's not possible for me that. لأن أهل بلدي, لأن, because, أهل بلدي, because of لأن, then you will become أهل, أهل, أهل بلدي, because the people of my land, my country, يدرسون اللغة الفرنسية, they study the French language, ولا يدرسون اللغة الإنجليزية, and they do not study the English language. المدرس, في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس, in which faculty do you want to study? في العام المقبل, في العام المقبل يا مروان, in which faculty do you want to study? في العام المقبل, in the year, عام is a year, المقبل, following, coming year, يا مروان. أريد أن أدرس في كلية الشريعة. I want to study in the faculty of شريعة. في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس, in which faculty do you want to study? أنت يا موسى. لا يمكنني, لا يمكنني, it's not possible for me. أن أدرس, to study. بالجامعة, in the university. في العام المقبل, in the following year, in the coming year. It's not possible for me to study in the university the following year. Why? ذلك لأنني مريض, because I am sick. وأريد أن أذهب, and I want to go to إلى ولايات المتحدة للعلاج, and I want to go to the United States for علاج. I want to go to the United States, to the United States, للعلاج, for treatment. So he's sick and he wants to go to the United States for treatment. The mudarris says, شفاك الله. Brothers and sisters, when we find somebody who is ill, somebody who's sick, we should say to them, شفاك الله, to the guy. شفاك الله, to the girl. Then Amr, Amr says, and note how Amr is written, عين ميم را, and then wow, يا أستاذ يكاد الجرس يرن, the bell is about to ring, the bell almost, you know, is going to ring. أرجو أن تسمح, أرجو أن تسمح, I request, I request that you permit lana bil khuruji, that you permit us to exit al-ana, now. Qabla an yakhruja, before exits الطلاب الآخرون قبل أن يخرج الطلاب قبل أن يخرج الطلاب الآخرون قبل أن يخرج الطلاب الآخرون before exits the rest of the students. So I request that you permit us to exit. Remember the word خروج بالخروج. خروج is a مصدر. It's a verbal noun. There's no tense there, and there's no dua mentioned in it. خروج, دخول. We did this in our previous lesson. أن تسمح لنا بالخروج الآن قبل أن يخرج الطلاب الآخرون, before the other students exit. بقي ثلاث دقائق. بقي ثلاث دقائق. We can also say بقيت ثلاث دقائق. Both of them are correct. بقيت ثلاث دقائق, and also بقي ثلاث دقائق. Excellent. So for example, we say دخل محمد, دخلت آمنة, خرجت البقرة. That's for male, female, human being, animal. But for not non-female, for non-human, for non-animal, then we can say like this here, خرج السيارة and خرجت السيارة. And here we're talking about دقيقة, دقيقة, which is feminine, but we can say بقي ثلاث دقائق. We can also say بقيت ثلاث دقائق. يمكنكم الخروج الآن. Teacher says it is possible for you people to exit now. أخرج بهدوء. أخرج بهدوء. أخرج بهدوء. What does that mean? Exit. أخرج بهدوء. Exit. Exit with هدوء. Quietly. Don't make a din when you people are leaving. أخرج بهدوء. Excellent. والحمد لله. والحمد لله ما شاء الله. على exercise number one. التمارين. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. لماذا خرج عمار وياسر من الفصل؟ لماذا؟ Why? خرج, exited, left. Who? عمار وياسر. From where? من الفصل. Why exited عمار and ياسر from the classroom? جواب. خرج عمار ليشرب الماء وخرج ياسر ليغسل وجهه. عمار left to wash his to drink water. وخرج ياسر and ياسر exited ليغسل وجهه to wash his face. والحمد لله. رقم اثنين. أين يريد هشام أن يذهب في عطلة الصيف؟ أين يريد, where wants, where intends, who, هشام, where intends هشام or هاشم, here we have هاشم, where intends هاشم أن يذهب to go, where does هاشم intend to go, في عطلة الصيف, in the summer holiday. Where? يريد أن يذهب إلى مصر. يريد أن يذهب إلى مصر. He wants to go to Egypt. مصر is a diptote, so مصر. يريد أن يذهب إلى مصر. Excellent. رقم ثلاثة. لماذا يريد يوسف أن يذهب إلى لندن؟ Why does Yusuf want to go to London? لماذا يريد يوسف أن يذهب إلى لندن؟ Why does Yusuf want to go to London? لأنه يريد أن يدرس اللغة الإنجليزية. Why does he want to go? He wants to go to learn the English language. لأنه يريد, because he wants to, أن يدرس, to study, to learn اللغة الإنجليزية, to study the English language. Number four. في أي كلية, in which faculty, يريد مروان,
wants Marwan an yadrusa. In which faculty does Marwan want to study? Yuridu an yadrusa fi kulliyati shari'ati. Yuridu an yadrusa fi kulliyati shari'ati. He wants to study in the faculty of sharia. Walhamdulillah. Mumtaz. We move on to exercise number 2 bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Iqra' ma qalahu Humayun lil mudarrisi. Read what Humayun said to the teacher. Thumma mla' al faragat fi ma yali ala dhaw' dhalik. And then fill in the blanks based upon that. Let's see. Yuridu Humayunu an something, amama something, li'anna something, ba'id an blank, wala something, ma something, al mudarrisu ala saburati. Fill in the blanks. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, those of you, alhamdulillah, you have the book in front of you, whether it be the print version, whether it be the PDF version, whether it be the app version, let's do it together. Yuridu Humayunu an yajlisa amam al-mudarrisi. Humayun wants to sit in front of the teacher. Li'anna maq'adahu, because his seat, ba'idun anhu, is far from him. Is far from who? Is far from the teacher. Wala yara, and he does not see, ma yaktubu al-mudarrisu, what writes the teacher, ala saburati, and he does not see what the teacher writes on the board. One more time. يريد همايون أن يجلس أمام المدرس لأن مقعده بعيد عنه ولا يرى ما يكتب المدرس على السبورة والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Exercise number 3. يسأل المدرس كل من الطلاب هذا السؤال. Teacher asks the students this question. أين تريد أن تذهب في عطلة الصيف? Teacher asks each student, where do you want to go during the summer holidays? And so each student responds what? أريد أن أذهب إلى مصر. I want to go to Egypt. أريد أن أذهب إلى مكة. أريد أن أذهب إلى جوهانسبرغ. أريد أن أذهب إلى دربن. أريد أن أذهب إلى كيب تاون. Right? Whatever the place might be. Number 2. The teacher asks the students, في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس? In which faculty do you want to study? So Salman says, أريد أن أدرس في كلية القرآن الكريم. I want to study in the faculty of the Noble Quran. Somebody else says, أريد أن أدرس في كلية الدعوة. I want to study in the faculty of da'wah. Somebody else, أريد أن أدرس في كلية الطب. I want to study in the faculty of medicine. Someone else, أريد أن أدرس في كلية الهندسة. I want to study in the faculty of engineering. Someone else, أريد أن أدرس في كلية الآداب. I want to study in the faculty of arts. Another question. لماذا خرجت من الفصل? Teacher asks you, why did you leave the classroom? Why did you exit from the classroom? جيد. لماذا خرجت من الفصل? So you respond, خرجت لأذهب إلى المسجد. I left to go to the masjid. خرجت لأذهب إلى المسجد. خرجت لأشرب الماء. خرجت لأكل الطعام. I left to go to the masjid. I left to eat the food. I left to drink water. خرجت لأغسل وجهي. I left to wash my face, etc. جيد. So you have them giving us options here. خرجت لأشرب الماء. خرجت لأدخل المرحاض. I left to enter the toilet. خرجت لأغسل وجهي. To wash my face. خرجت لأذهب إلى المدير. To go to the principal. خرجت لأخذ دفتري من زميلي. I left to go and get my notebook from my colleague. خرجت لأقرأ الإعلان. أقرأ الإعلان. I left to read the notice. Right? To read the notice. خرجت لأعرف سبب الضوضاء. I left to find out what the reason for all of the noise. خرجت لأعرف سبب الضوضاء. The reason, the sabab of the ضوضاء, the noise, etc. Maybe in the passage. خرجت لأجلس في الشمس. It's too cold. And so I left to go and sit in the sun. خرجت لأبصق. خرجت لأبصق. I left to go and spit. خرجت لأبحث عن مفتاحي. I left to go and أبحث. أبحث, to go and look. خرجت لأبحث, to go and search, to go and look. عن مفتاحي, for my key. خرجت لأسأل مدرس الفقه سؤالا. I left to ask the teacher of fiqh a question. والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. So والحمد لله, you know, we've came across quite a few usages of the lamb of ta'lil, the lamb of reason, and we saw that the lamb of ta'lil makes the fi'l mudari after it take a fatha. خرجت لأشرب الماء. والحمد لله. I left to drink water. Exercise number 6. اقرأ ما يلي. Read the following. أريد أن أذهب إلى المستوصف. I want to go to the clinic. أريد أن أذهب إلى المستوصف. أريد أن أذهب إلى المستوصف. ممتاز. Take note. أن أذهب. أن أذهب. This here you call it a مصدر مؤول. A مصدر مؤول. أريد أن أذهب إلى المستوصف. This أريد أن أذهب. أن أذهب is called مصدر مؤول. We could replace it with a proper مصدر, like for example, أريد الذهاب إلى المستوصف. أريد الذهاب إلى المستوصف. Or we could say أريد أن أذهب إلى المستوصف. Both of them are fine. نسيت أن أقول لك شيئا. نسيت أن أقول لك شيئاً. I forgot to tell you something. نسيت أن أقول لك شيئاً. I forgot to tell you something. نسيت, I forgot. أن أقول, to say. لك, to you. شيئاً, something, anything. أريد أن أحفظ القرآن الكريم. I want to memorize the noble Quran. أريد أن أحفظ. أريد أن أحفظ القرآن الكريم. After أن, the فعل مضارع, it takes a فتحة, it is منسوب. نسيت أن أكتب الدرس. I forgot to write down the lesson. نسيت أن أكتب الدرس. Number 5. أريد أن أدرس اللغة العربية لأنها لغة القرآن الكريم. أريد أن أدرس اللغة العربية. I want to study the Arabic language. Why? لأنها, because it, the Arabic language, لغة القرآن الكريم. It's the language of the noble Quran. والحمد لله. ممتاز, ممتاز. That's why we are learning the Arabic language, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. Because it's the language of the noble Quran. Because it's the language of the Sunnah. Because it's the language of our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because it's the language of Al-Islam. Number 6. نريد أن نسألك سؤالا يا أستاذ. The students, they say, نريد أن نسألك سؤالا يا أستاذ. We want to ask you a question, O أستاذ. نريد أن نسألك. نريد أن نسألك. We want to ask you what? سؤالا, a question, يا أستاذ. Number 7. أتريد أن تقول لي شيئا. أتريد, do you want, أن تقول, to say, لي, to me, شيئاً. Do you want to say something to me? تريد أن تقول لك لي شيئاً. أتريد أن تقول لي شيئاً. Do you want to say something to me? Number 8. يريد أخي أن يدرس بالجامعة الإسلامية. يريد أخي أن يدرس بالجامعة الإسلامية. My brother wants to study at the Islamic University. Number 9. نسيت أن أكتب العنوان. نسيت أن أكتب العنوان. I forgot to write down the address على الظرف. On the envelope. I forgot to write down the address on the envelope. Excellent. Exercise number 7. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا أن. Answer the following questions making use of أن. أين تريد أن تذهب في عطلة الصيف? Where do you want to go during the summer holiday? جواب. أريد أن أذهب إلى دربنا. أريد أن أذهب إلى جوهانسبرغ. أريد أن أذهب إلى مكة. أريد أن أذهب إلى المدينة المنورة. Excellent. لما تريد أن تدرس اللغة العربية? لما? Why? Why do you want to study the Arabic language? لما تريد أن تدرس اللغة العربية? جواب. أريد أن أدرس اللغة العربية لأنها لغة القرآن الكريم. أريد أن أدرس اللغة العربية لأنها لغة القرآن الكريم. والحمد لله. Number 3. مع من تريد أن تلعب? With who do you want to play? مع من? With who? مع with من with who تريد you want أن تلعب with who do you want to play with who do you want to play أريد أن ألعب مع أبي أريد أن ألعب مع أمي أريد أن ألعب مع زميلي أريد أن ألعب I want to play مع أخي with my brother Number 4. من أي إذاعة تريد أن تسمع الأخبار? من أي إذاعة تريد أن تسمع الأخبار? أريد أن أسمع الأخبار. I want to listen to the news. من إذاعة الرياضي. For example. من إذاعة الرياضي. أريد أن أسمع الأخبار. من إذاعة الرياضي. أريد أن أسمع الأخبار من إذاعة الأنصار etc. I want to listen to the news from radio الأنصار. Number 5. ماذا تريد أن تشرب يا أخي? What do you want to drink, oh my brother? أريد أن أشرب القهوة. أريد أن أشرب الشاي. أريد أن أشرب الماء. أريد أن أشرب العصير juice etc. Number 6. لما تريد أن تذهب إلى الطبيب? Why do you want to go to the doctor? لما تريد أن تذهب إلى الطبيب? أريد أن أذهب إلى الطبيب لأنني مريض. Because I'm sick. أريد أن أذهب إلى الطبيب لأنني مريض. Because I am sick. Number 7. ماذا تريد أن تأكل في العشاء? What do you want to eat for? Supper. What do you want to eat for? Supper. أريد أن آكل الخبز في العشاء. I want to have bread for supper. أريد أن آكل اللحم في العشاء. I want to eat meat at supper. أريد أن آكل البيض. I want to eat egg في العشاء. Etc. ماذا نسيت? What did you forget? ماذا نسيت? What did you forget? نسيت أن أقرأ الدرس. I forgot to read the lesson. بعد صلاة الفجر. نسيت أن أقرأ الدرس. I forgot to read the lesson. بعد صلاة الفجر. I forgot to read the lesson after صلاة الفجر. نسيت أن أقرأ الدرس. بعد صلاة الفجر. نسيت أن أقرأ الدرس. بعد صلاة الفجر. والحمد لله. Exercise number 9. جيد أراد. Exercise number 8. اقرأ الأمثلة الآتية للام التعليل. Read the following examples related to the lam of reason. The lam of تعليل. Remember, the lam of تعليل makes the مضارع after it take a fatha, etc. جيد. ندرس اللغة العربية لنفهم ندرس اللغة العربية لنفهم القرآن الكريم. We study the Arabic language to understand the noble Quran. والحديث النبوي الشريف and the ahadith of the Nabi الشريف, the noble ahadith. Again, ندرس اللغة العربية, ندرس اللغة العربية, we study the Arabic language لنفهم القرآن الكريم والحديث النبوي الشريف. Number two, قام المدرس ليكتب على السبورة, قام المدرس ليكتب على السبورة, the teacher stood up to write on the board. خرجت من الفصل لأشرب الماء. I left from the classroom to drink water. ذهب أبي إلى جدة. My father went to Jeddah. ليشتري سيارة to buy a car. ليشتري سيارة to buy a car. Number five. خلقنا الله تعالى لنعبده. سبحان الله. خلقنا الله تعالى لنعبده. Allah created us to worship him. Why? Why to worship him? That's why. خلقنا created us. Who? Allah. Allah created us. Allah is the doer. Allah is the one who created us. Allah تعالى. Why? لنعبده. To worship him. Number six, دخلت الحمام لأغسل وجهي. I entered the bathroom to wash my face. ذهبت إلى مكتب البريد. I went to the post office. لآخذ البرقية to collect, to take the telegram. التي جاءتني, which came for me, من أبي, from my father. ذهبت إلى مكتب البريد لآخذ البرقية التي جاءتني من أبي, which came for me or to me from my father. فتحت النافذة ليدخل الهواء. فتحت النافذة. I opened the window. ليدخل الهواء. To enter the air. For the wind. For the air to enter. فدخل الذباب. الله مستعان. But what entered? فدخل الذباب. But the fly entered. يا حمزة. يا حمزة اذهب الآن إلى السوق أذهب الآن. أذهب الآن. I am going now إلى السوق, to the marketplace. لأشتري, to buy, دفاتر وأقلاما لي ولك ولسعادة. Excellent. So the father says, يا حمزة, أو حمزة, أذهب الآن إلى السوق. I'm now going to the marketplace. Why? لأشتري, to buy, what? دفاتر وأقلاما. دفاتر, notebooks and pens. لي, for myself. ولك, and for you. ولسعاد, and also for سعاد. سعاد is a diptote, so allergic to a كسرة. Exercise number 9. والحمد لله. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. لما دخلتم المطعم؟ لما دخلتم المطعم؟ لما دخلتم المطعم؟ Why did you people enter the restaurant? دخلنا المطعم لنشرب الشاي. دخلنا المطعم لنشرب الشاي. We entered the restaurant to drink tea. Number two. لما خرجت من المدرسة؟ Why did you leave from the school? خرجت من المدرسة لأشتري كتابا. خرجت من المدرسة لأشتري كتابا. Number 3. لما ذهبت إلى قريتك يوم الجمعة؟ لما ذهبت إلى قريتك؟ Why did you go to your village on the day of Friday? ذهبت إلى قريتي يوم الجمعة لأزور أقربائي. I went to my village on the day of Friday to visit my relatives. ذهبت إلى قريتي يوم الجمعة لأزور أقربائي, to visit my relatives. Number 5. لما, or rather number 4, لما ذهبتن إلى المكتبة يا أخوات؟ لما ذهبتن إلى المكتبة يا أخوات؟ Why did you people go to the library, oh sisters? How do they respond? ذهبنا إلى المكتبة لنقرأ المجلات والصحف. ذهبنا إلى المكتبة. We went to the library. Why? لنقرأ to read المجلات the magazines والصحف and the newspapers and the newspapers. Next one. لما جاء أخوك إلى المدينة المنورة. Why did your brother come to مدينة المنورة؟ جاء أخي إلى المدينة المنورة ليدرس اللغة العربية. My brother came to مدينة المنورة to learn the Arabic language. لما خرج زميلك من الفصل؟ Why did your friend leave the classroom؟ خرج زميلي من الفصل ليغسل وجهه. My friend left from the classroom to wash his face. Excellent. لما خلقنا الله تعالى. Why did Allah create us? خلقنا الله لنعبده, to worship him. لما قام المدرس. Why did the teacher stand up? قام المدرس ليكتب الدرس على السبورة. The teacher stood up to write the lesson on the board. Number 9. لما تذهب إلى مكتب البريد الآن. لما تذهب إلى مكتب البريد الآن. Why are you going to the post office now? جيد, جواب. أذهب إلى مكتب البريد الآن لآخذ البرقية. For example, I am going to the post office now to collect a telegram. جيد. لما تذهب إلى مكتب البريد الآن؟ أذهب إلى مكتب البريد الآن لآخذ البرقية. To collect a telegram. جيد. لما تدرسون اللغة العربية يا إخوان؟ Why are you people learning the Arabic language, oh brothers? ندرس اللغة العربية لنفهم القرآن والحديث الشريف, etc. Exercise number 10. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder over the following. لا يمكنك. It's not possible for you. لا يمكن أن تجلس هنا. لا يمكن أن تجلس هنا. هذا مقعد عثمان. This is Uthman's seat. لا يمكنك. It's not possible for you. جيد. لا يمكن أن تجلس هنا. It's not possible for you to sit here. يمكنك. Number 2. يمكنك. It's possible. يمكن, possible, it's allowed. أن تخرج من الفصل الآن. يمكنك أو يمكن أن تخرج من الفصل الآن means it is permissible, it's allowed for you to leave from the classroom. يمكنك الخروج من الفصل الآن. يمكنك الخروج من الفصل الآن. يمكنك الخروج من الفصل الآن. It is possible for you to leave from the classroom now. أيمكنني, is it possible for me, أن أخذ, for me to take, هذه المجلة إلى البيت, is it possible for me to take this magazine to my house? أيمكنني, is it possible for me, أن أخذ هذه المجلة إلى البيت, for me to take this magazine to the house? أبي مريض جدا. My father is very sick. لا يمكنه. It's not possible for him. أن يذهب إلى المصنع. It's not possible for him to go to the factory. لا يمكنه. لا يمكنه. Not possible for him. هذا يمكن. وهذا لا يمكن. This is possible and this here is not possible. Exercise number 11. Ponder over the following. منذ. ما رأيت محمدا. I've not seen Muhammad. منذ يوم الجمعة. Since the day of Friday. منذ يوم الجمعة. After منذ, the next word takes a كسرة. هو غائب منذ أسبوع. He's absent since a week. نسكن في هذا البيت. We live in this house. منذ سنة. Since a year. هو مريض منذ رجوعه من بلده. He is sick since his return from his country. أعرف هذا الشيخ. I know this sheikh. منذ خمس سنوات. Since five years. والحمد لله. تأمل ما يلي. Huwa yara, he sees. Anta tara, you see. Ana ara, I'm seeing. Nahnu nara, we see. Yada'u al-mudarrisu ashya'a ala maktabihi. Aw yarsum ala saburati ashya'a wa yas'al kullam min at-tullab. Mada tara ala al-maktabi. Teacher puts items on the desk and he asks the students, what do you see? So for example, a pen. Mada tara, student would say, Ara qalaman, I see a pen. Puts the book there. Mada tara, what do you see? Ara kitaban. Number 13. Jayid. Ta'ammal ma yali. Arju an tasmaha li bil julusi huna. I seek permission. Arju, I request. An tasmaha, permission. Li bil julusi huna. I request permission to sit here. Arju an tasmaha, I seek permission. I request permission, leave for myself, bil julusi, to sit here. Arju an tasmaha lahu bil khuruj, I request that you permit him to exit. Arju an tasmaha lana bil dukhuli, I request that you permit us to enter. Dukhul is a masdar, right? Meaning entry. Arju an tasmaha li hamidin, I request that you permit Hamid li ziyaratika, to visit you. هذه أسماء فصول السنة. These are the names of the seasons. شتاءُ الشتاءُ الربيعُ الصيفُ الخريفُ. جيد. الشتاء. This is winter. Then we have ربيع, which is spring. Then we have صيف, which is summer. And then we have Kharif, which is autumn. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Right at the end now, MashaAllah. Al-Kalimatu al-Jadidatu. New words. Utlatun. Holiday. Misru. Egypt. Ahlun. Family, people. Asha'un. Supper. Zara yazuru, to visit. Baqiya, to remain. Yabqa, baqiya, yabqa. Al-aamu al-muqbili, the next year, the following year, the coming year. Hudu'un, quietly. Zarfun, zurufun, envelopes. Ilajun, treatment. Bada'a, yabda'u, to begin. Basaqa, yabsuqu, to spit. Al-dhubabu, dhubab meaning fly. And ذُبَّانٌ is the plural, flies. إِعْلَانٌ, brother, where's the إِعْلَان? إِعْلَان is the notice. ضَوْضَاءٌ, noise. سَمَحَ يَسْمَحُ, to permit. أَمْكَنَ يُمْكِنُ, possible. جَيْد, يُمْكِن, possible, وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ, يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ. With that, we come to the end of this majlis. We come to the end of this majlis and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Him to bless us. We ask Him to grant us strength. We ask Him to grant us dedication, to grant us tawfiq. We ask Him to grant us the ability to understand the Arabic language. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward immensely those who have been dedicated, those who have been sticking with the lessons, those who have been listening dedicatedly, those who have been attentive, those who have been sitting with their books and making notes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward them immensely. Al-mu'minu al-qawiyu khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'min al-da'if. The strong believer is more beloved to Allah. He is better loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the weak believer. And so, as for the one who's just been listening and he's been going along with the motions, etc., for khair and barakah for him too. Walhamdulillah. Wa fi kullin khair, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and for all of them there is good. Obviously, they are on darajat, they are on levels. Those who are dedicated and have been making an effort, man ijtahada wajada, they will find the results bi idhnillahi ta'ala. Hayyakumullah, until we meet again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you blessed. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.